Yeah, Charlie, sounds like a great idea. How many kids you want to send here? 4? No, that's fine. No, Lisa wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind what?
Having 4 kids.
Could I hang up the laundry first?
No, I didn't mean... Charlie, just let me know when to expect them. No problem. Goodbye.
Maybe it's no problem to you and Charlie, but I think you ought to hear my side of a story. It's a lucky thing I came out here. I would have never known what you and Charlie had in mind. Having 4 children takes more than a telephone call. You just
look,
don't...
No. Will you stop blabbering now? Let me explain. That was Charlie Graham from New York. He's the head of an organization called Kids for the Country.
What's that?
Well, it arranges for underprivileged kids from the cities to spend a vacation in the country. Now, Charlie wants to send 4 kids out here to spend a week with us.
But that's a wonderful idea. I'll be a mother for a whole week. What kind of children is he sending?
What do you mean, what kind?
Well, boys or girls.
What's the difference?
Well, the boys are the ones that shave, and the girls are the ones who say, you cut yourself.
They're too young to shave.
And how are you going to tear them apart?
I'll have to rely on their honesty.
Green Acres is the place to be. Living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
We gotta figure out where to put the kids.
Well, why don't... This isn't your shirt. It belongs to an executive producer.
What?
You were talking about the children.
Yeah. Since there are 4 of them, maybe
look,
we could...
they're written by. Just have one pillowcase between them.
What are you talking about?
They're written bys.
Lisa, we got to figure out some place for them to sleep.
I hope that this belongs to his wife. I just don't know why everybody's sending their laundry to me this week. When are they going to be here?
When are who going to be here?
We're expecting 4 children.
Golly! Then you shouldn't be hanging up the wash.
Look, there are 4 children from the city who are coming out to the country to see a real farm.
Then why are they coming here?
Because they've never seen a farm or a tree or a cow or corn growing.
I never saw corn growing until we moved out here 4 years ago. Come to think of it, I still haven't seen it.
Are you 2 through with your sarcasm?
Not yet. Mention your tomatoes.
Or your apples.
Or your squash.
Or your carrots.
Or we can succotash the whole thing up and make one big sarcasm out of it.
I'm going to call up Charlie and tell him not to send the children.
Why not?
Because I don't want to expose them to whatever you 2 have. It might be catching.
Boy, what a sore head.
Yeah, he just can't stand being a... Golly. Mr. Bear's been looking all over for this. I don't know if Eleanor's gonna like sharing her bedroom with 4 strange kids.
Let's not worry about Eleanor.
Oh, that's it. Forget all she's done for you. Those cold mornings when she let you warm your hands on her.
Keep working. Those kids will be here tomorrow. We got to get this place cleaned out and then find something for them to sleep on.
Look no further.
Mr. Haney.
Okay, Melvin, drive the truck in.
Look, Mr. Hania.
Who's driving the truck?
Okay, Melvin, unload the stuff.
Yes, sir. Be right with you.
Melvin Ackerman, he's an out-of-work actor. You've seen him in a lot of them science fiction pictures.
I didn't see anybody.
Well, that's because Melvin is wearing his invisible suit that he wore in his last picture, The Little Man Who Wasn't There. Okay, Melvin, bring in the cots.
What cots?
The ones you ordered for them little tykes you're expecting.
I didn't order any cots from you.
Careful with them cots, Melvin. They're valuable antiques. Yeah, why don't you give Melvin a hand?
I'm not going near him.
Look, Mr. Haney, I...
Where do you want this?
Oh, Melvin, you took off your invisible suit. I guess he don't want to get it dirty in case he gets a call from Hollywood.
This is the most ridiculous...
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Melvin?
Oh, will you?
Yes, put the cot over there, Mel. Ain't that a beauty?
Well, it's not a beauty, but it looks all right. What's it going to cost me to rent them?
You only pay for them while you're using them. $2 for the first hour and 25 cents for every hour thereafter. Here, let me demonstrate.
What's that?
A cot-o-meter.
A cot-o...
It's activated by the pressure of the body, and the ticking sound also serves to lull the little ones to sleep.
Look, Mr. Hey.
You owe me $2.20.
I think your meter is a little fast.
You should have seen the taxi dancer that used to own it.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you unload any more cots, let's get the price settled. I'll give you $10 for 4 cots for 1 week.
Well...
No, take it or leave it.
Since it's for a good cause, I'll take the 25.
10.
Well, that's not as good a cause as 25, but it's a deal. Okay, Melvin, bring in the rest of the cots. I guess Melvin put his invisible suit back on.
Look, I think we ought to get acquainted here. You want to introduce yourselves?
My name's John Bennett. Lori Baker. Roy Takahashi.
George Carlson.
Ev Dawson.
Oh. He's not with us.
Well, don't worry about him. That's Ev, our hired hand.
Hi, kids.
Now, why don't we get going? Everybody pick up their suitcases. That's right. Come along, darling.
What's that?
This is where we live.
I thought they only had tenements in the city.
This is not a tenement.
It would be if it would have a fire escape. Where do we sleep?
In the barn. I'll show you.
Are you children hungry?
Yes, ma'am.
Not you.
I'm starved.
Well, I'll fix you some lunch while you all get settled.
Okay, kids, let's go.
Look at the sign.
Yes, I guess Ev put that up for you.
Welcome to Green Acme?
Acres.
He's got a reading problem.
What's that?
It's an eagle.
No, that's a chicken. Haven't you ever seen one before?
Not with its clothes on.
What?
One taken in the butcher shop are all bare. Somebody left an egg here.
Yeah, that belongs to the hen. She laid it there.
Why didn't she eat it?
Well, chickens don't eat eggs. You see, she laid it there, and she's trying to hatch it. A little baby chick will come out of it. That's how chickens are born.
I wasn't born that way. My mother told me that...
Let's go into the barn, huh?
What's he blushing for?
Come in. All right. This is where you're going to sleep. Now, everybody choose a cot.
Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yes?
I can't sleep here.
Why not?
Well, I'm a girl, and they're boys.
Oh, what's the difference?
boys are the ones that shave and girls are the ones that say you cut yourself.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, I tell you, we'll fix up a partition later on, huh?
What's that?
It's a water buffalo. It is not. It's a moose.
No. It's a cow. This is where we get our milk from.
Well, where do the bottles come out of?
Oh, it doesn't come out of bottles. It comes out of the...
He's blushing again.
Would you like to see how it works?
Yeah!
Hand me that bucket there, will you, George? Lori, could you get me the stool?
Is she going to sit on this?
No, I am.
Mr. Douglas, if she gives the milk, how come you get to sit down and she has to stand up?
Well, I'll show you. Are you ready, Eleanor? All right, there we go.
Kind of trick.
No, it isn't. Here, come on, you try it. All right, now put your hands down there. Now pull down. Easy. Work your fingers.
She's empty.
Oh, no, keep trying. That's the stuff.
Hey, look, I'm a milkman.
Hey, let me try it.
No, wait. There'll be time enough for everybody. One at a time here.
Lunch is ready.
Good.
Come on, children. I fixed your
good lunch.
Aren't you coming, Mr. Douglas?
No, I've had one of her good lunches. All through?
Yeah, that's the way I'll feed.
I never had a sardine and peanut butter sandwich before.
If you're well enough, I'll take you for a tour of the farm.
Okay. We have to help Mrs. Douglas with the dishes first.
Oh, that's all right. I have a system. See? There we are. Groovy! Like this, I can wash the dishes and the tablecloths at the same time.
Come on, let's go. You've all seen how we grow tomatoes, huh? Do you know what this is?
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
Not you.
It's corn!
Right!
Boy, he has some imagination.
Can I pick one?
Sure, go right ahead. Oh, no, not that way. No, here, like this. There you are. Hey?
Mr. Douglas, who's he?
Oh, that's our scarecrow.
His name is Wilbur. He used to own this farm. But he gambled away his money, and Mr. Douglas gave him a job because he felt sorry for him.
Will you stop telling those wild...
What does he do?
Well, he scares the crows away that come to eat the corn.
How does he do that?
He has a big stick and he hits them.
Oh, boy.
Do you suppose we could grow something?
Well, I don't see why not. I'll tell you what. I'll go into Drucker's tomorrow and get some seeds, and then you can all plant your own gardens.
Yay!
Laurie, radishes. And George, turnips. And Roy, carrots. And let's see, John, beets for John.
Mr. Douglas?
Yeah?
They've got the wrong seeds in this package.
Oh?
It says radishes on the package, but they don't taste like radishes.
What are you... No. You're not supposed to...
Well... Like I got here just in time, huh? Teaching the kids how to eat seeds, huh?
Oh, come on, I'm not teaching.
Well, I'll take over now, Mr. Douglas.
Well, fine. Children, this gentleman is from the Department of Agriculture.
That's right. I'm County Kimble, your Hank agent. Oh, I'm County Hank, your Kimble agent. Well, now that I got that straightened out... Well, not straightened out. Still bent a little. Anyway... I am now going to teach you everything I know about, well, not everything. I have to save a little sum for myself, huh?
Is he for real?
I'm afraid so.
Now, the first thing we're going to do is... No, that's the second thing. The first thing is, What are they doing again?
planting seeds.
Oh.
Are there any other questions?
Mr. Agent, how do the seeds know what they are?
Well, that's a very intelligent question.
What was the question again?
How do the seeds know what they are? Like, how do they know whether they're a carrot seed or a radish seed?
Well, that's easy. Hey, look at the picture in the front of the package they're in.
Oh, for the love of...
Well, I concludes today's lesson in whatever you're doing, and tomorrow we'll take up on whatever we skipped today, huh? All right, thank you.
Okay, now I'll show you how to plant the seeds. This is how you do it.
Okay, now, go to sleep. Sleep tight. Hey, where's John?
Here I am.
Oh, where were you?
I went out to my garden to see if anything's growing yet.
Oh, no, you just planted the thing. They don't grow that fast. All right, have a nice sleep now, huh? See you in the morning. Come on, Lisa.
Right away. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, Mrs. Douglas. You're real nice.
So are you, darling.
Oliver. Oh,
go back to sleep, darling.
A bunch of party poopers. It's hardly 8 o'clock and they all wanted to go to bed. They didn't want to go to the drive-in theater.
Well, they had a big day today, planting and running around, climbing trees, all that fresh air.
I was watching you'd make a marvelous father.
Oh, thank you.
You know, little Laurie doesn't have a father.
Oh?
That's very sad because a girl needs a father. I was very lucky. I had a marvelous father, even though he was the king.
You and your king father.
When I was a little girl, he let me sit on the throne and Mary's king hat.
Fine, fine.
We used to play all sorts of games, like lock the duke in the dungeons or shoot the prime minister.
What kind of a...
Father always took me everywhere with him, even when he went to collect the taxes from the pheasants.
The pheasants?
You know, I got my allowance. He used to let me dip my hand into the tax bag, and whatever I could hold on to, I could keep.
Well, that's very...
Once I took out more than 700 pesos.
Pesos? Thought you said this was in Hungary.
Yes. Lots of the pheasants were wetbacks.
Let's go to bed. I'm going to have a busy day tomorrow.
Now, what are you going to do?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to take the kids swimming.
Oh. Hello, dear. I thought you went swimming with the boys.
They didn't want me.
Well, why not?
They wanted to go skinny dipping.
What's that?
They don't wear any bathing suits.
Well, why don't we girls do something together?
Like what?
Do you know how to bake a cake?
No, ma'am.
Neither do I. Well, we'll have to think of something else. Maybe we could take a drive to Drucker's store and do some shopping.
That sounds like fun.
Do you know how to drive?
No.
Well, that takes care of that. What else would you like to do?
I always heard that farm women made jams and jellies.
I heard that, too. Would you like to do that?
Do you know how?
No, but I've seen jars of jellies in the stores, and it doesn't look too hard.
That was fun. We sure did enjoy that swim.
Shoot.
I hope you didn't catch cold.
Yeah, you should have worn your trunks.
Come on. Let's see if anything's growing in our garden.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, there won't be anything growing. Well, what's going on here?
We're making jelly.
Jelly? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were just going to put it in the jars.
Oh, what kind of jelly?
Banana.
Banana jelly?
Why, that's the only kind of fruit we had in the house.
You can't make...
This one's cooked enough.
Yes, it's ready then. Oh, there's one jar ready.
even if there was such a thing as banana jelly, don't you think you ought to take the bananas out of the skins?
Well, we followed the recipe out of the cookbook, How to Make Strawberry Jam, and it didn't say to take the strawberries out of their skin.
This one's ready.
Oh, that's right. There is another one.
I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Well, I think I'll go out and get a little air. I'm feeling a little queasy.
What does he mean, queasy?
I don't know. Let's see if another one is ready.
Nothing's wrong.
It's only been 6 days.
But we're going home tomorrow.
Well, the seventh day's the lucky day. Tomorrow everything will be growing.
Lisa, why do you tell...
Of course, you have to do what we did in Hungary.
What's that?
Well, you have to take a piece of dirt and sleep with it under your pillow, and you have to wish very hard.
I'm going to bed right now. Me too.
Lisa, why did you tell those kids that nonsense about sleeping with dirt under their pillow?
Well, you see what will happen.
The only thing will happen is that they'll wake up with an ear full of dirt.
As my father always said, it's always good to have something to look forward to when you're looking back at it.
Tell me, didn't your father ever say anything that made any sense? Ooh, what do you got in here?
Jars of banana jelly.
I thought they should have something to eat on the train.
All right. Come on, everybody in the car.
I don't want to go home.
Oh, I'm sorry, but where's John?
He went to see what's growing in his garden.
There isn't anything.
Hey, kids, our garden grew.
Wow, look at my turnip.
Mr. Douglas, we're farmers.
Lisa. Did you put the...
That dirt under the pillow always works.
It sure does. Mr. Douglas, you ought to try that. Maybe you'd get something to grow.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, you come back anytime.
No, of course you come. Goodbye, darling. It was the best week I ever had.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I sure will miss my garden.
You're going to be a great farmer. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Lori! Why don't you stop the truck? Lori, come here. Why did you get off the train?
Well, you said come back again, so here I am.
Oh, it's so good to see you again. Take her back to the car and...
No, Lisa, her parents will be waiting for her.
She doesn't have any parents. Just an aunt.
Well, she...
Can't I stay?
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, she can.
Joe, will you stay out of this?
Well, she'll have to stay at least until tomorrow because there isn't another train today.
All right, I'll have to call Charlie and tell him what happened.
Oliver.
Yeah?
It's so nice having a little girl around the house. Why don't we keep Lori for another week?
No, I told Charlie she'd be leaving tomorrow.
Why, you could call him and ask him if it would be all right.
All right, I'll call him in the morning.
I am sure if you'll call, he'll say it'll be all right if she'll stay another month. Isn't that how long the school vacation is?
No, it's 3 months.
Well, 3 months would be even better.
Lisa, she can't...
Oh, Oliver, she's such a nice little girl, and she likes you.
Yeah, well...
You always said if he had children, you would want it to be a little girl.
I don't need a little girl. I got you.
That's sweet. Then can she stay?
We'll see.
Oh, you're a good sport.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Well, I'll be right back.
You promise?
I promise.
All right.
Thank you.
Filmways presentation, darling.